Welcome to Eco Talk. As always, we have a full and exciting show for you this week. We hope you had a nice Thanksgiving holiday. And with Turkey Day now behind us, Christmas and Hanukkah cannot be too far off. So as you begin to think about your holiday shopping, we want to give you some ideas for greener gifts for this season. And that will be our focus for the first half of the show. And then we'll move on to a water theme. We'll be hearing from one of our sponsors, the NRDC, with a story about pollution from cargo ships in U.S. ports, as well as speaking with Terry Shore from the Blue Water Network about pollution from cargo and cruise ships. What's at stake there? What's new? We'll also hear from American Rivers about new rules for hydropower dams, how they're being managed, and once again, they are under assault, and you can imagine from which quarters. So that's a brief overview of today's show. Lots of great information, including an interview with an author of a book called Gaia Girls. It's aimed at kids around 10, 11 years old, especially girls, and we're going to have a special guest appearance by my daughter, who's going to be reviewing that book and asking the author some questions. Just want to thank the Natural Resources Defense Council for making EcoTalk possible by sponsoring us. NRDC is the nation's leading environmental action organization, using law, science, and the support of more than 1.2 million members and online activists to protect the planet's wildlife and wild places and to ensure a safe, healthy environment for all living things. So we're going to turn now to our first topic, which is how you can give your family and friends lots of nice things this holiday season without necessarily costing the landfill or the earth with either excessive packaging or wrapping or gifts that, oh, might not be quite right and might get stored in a closet or, worse yet, thrown away. I don't know if anyone throws gifts away, but they certainly can take up a lot of space and not be fully utilized. So to give you some new ideas, perhaps things you hadn't thought about, we're going to first check in with Paul McRandall. He is the senior research editor for The Green Guide. They have a special holiday green gift section. And then in a few minutes, we'll be joined by Tamara Raphael. She is the founder of Eco Express, and they have environmentally friendly gift baskets. So thanks for joining us, Paul.
Oh, thank you for having me.
First, tell us about the Green Guide, if our listeners are not familiar with it. What do you do? Endorse products that are environmentally friendly?
We examine products and check ingredients for any health effects, also do what life cycle analysis we can to get a sense of both where the products were coming from, how they're made, and how they can be properly disposed of, to get an overview of their environmental qualities.
When did you begin? And I would imagine there's many new products coming on all the time with this new interest in buying green.
Well, the Green Guide is now about 10 years old, and it began in 1994, if I'm correct. It had a little period of time off around 2000 and started up again a couple of years ago in a new form. And in that time, there's been a huge surge in organic production, USDA organic labeling coming on, and green products of all sorts.
And tell us about your gift buying guide that really is going to keep things a little easier on the earth.
Well, we looked at over 20 different categories of items, and we were trying to get our writers to get examples of each one and try them out. We found some interesting items, like for instance, many people don't think of jewelry as being a particularly green item. It's, you know, mined from the earth, and that's definitely not very good. But there are some different choices, such as Sumish Jewelry Company, which sells gold and platinum rings mined in a socially responsible manner.
Did you say Sumi? Is that S-U-M-I?
Sumish, S-U-M-I-C-H-E.
Hadn't heard of that. Okay, and what else?
Yeah. Another option is to get vintage pieces, so they don't have to be taken out in the first place. And there's a place called Antique Jewelry Exchange, or you can just go to eBay and look there. So these may be for, you know, not for everybody, but they can be cleaned up and look quite nice. Green Carrot makes wedding and engagement rings from certified recycled yellow and white gold, too.
Okay, so, and if you're not into jewelry, what else?
Well, I recommend, too, in the range of apparel, there are these very nice bamboo shirts that are available these days, and they're astonishingly soft. They're made of from bamboo textile, and this happens to be quite a bit better, say, than growing cotton, which consumes a huge amount of pesticides, and those then pollute our waterways and our food eventually. Looking at gadgets and so on, we were surprised happily to find a new cell phone out there which comes not only with a camera and MP3 player, but is also free of things like flame retardants, lead, and chromium, heavy metals that can definitely cause problems both in landfills and sometimes in contact with the skin.
Now, this time of year, a lot of people like to give perfume or body care products. What kind of natural lines do you have on your website?
Well, we look at body care products quite a bit. And we definitely talk about Aubrey Organics and Avalon Organics. TerraCentials is another company. And TerraCentials is really quite striking because they make almost all of their shampoos and other things out of food-grade organic elements. So you can practically eat things straight off out of the bottle.
I want to mention one of my new favorites, too, and that's EO, which stands for Essential Oils. Also a very nice line. Mm. You mentioned something about wood products as gifts.
Yes, one of the labels, and we are very much concerned with certification for products, so consumers can really know that what they're getting is genuinely eco-friendly. The Forest Stewardship Council certifies the forest as being well managed, and then they also happen to keep track of products throughout the chain of their existence. So when we have looked at toys, and there are a good number of things like blocks that are made from well-managed forests. There's a thing called the BEKA, B-E-K-A, starter set. Holgate toy company also makes a number of things from FSC-certified wood. You can also get various furniture items, too. And in that case, you're looking at a higher, much higher price.
We're going to go to Tamara Raphael in just a moment, but first give out a website if people want to find out and take a look at. Can they see pictures of some of these items?
Yes, they. We have some photographs around our site. The we unfortunately use a lot of stock art for our imagery, but you can see all of the articles cycling through our homepage at thegreenguide.com. And then if you get a subscription, you can see the entire issue along with product reports for all kinds of green items and all of our back issues, which have been loaded online as well.
Okay. Want to bring in Tamara Raphael now. She's the founder of a company I've been aware of for about 5 years now. It's called Eco Express, and they have their wares shown at lots of environmental conferences I go to. Beautifully wrapped packages, baskets with gifts inside that will really not only please, but also not be too heavy. Heavy an eco impact on the planet. So, Tamara, what are you offering this year that's new and different?
Well, we've got a few new exciting gifts along the way here. Something we're real excited about are organic holiday wreaths, and they're made at a family farm in Northern California, and we ship them nationwide. And they can then be used for all kinds of culinary uses after the holidays.
And what kinds of items do you typically put in your baskets? What kind of choices are there?
Well, we have three major lines of baskets. We have natural and organic gourmet gifts. We also have relaxation gifts. And we have a line of rainforest gifts. And into our gourmet collection, we've added organic fruit gifts. And those also we ship nationwide.
Relaxation gift. I want that one. So someone will give that to me, and then I can relax for
right. It's very popular
long?
These days.
Like, is that like things like bubble baths, aromatherapy?
We do. And we actually do use the line EO that you had mentioned earlier in a lot of our relaxation gifts.
Do you ship around the country?
We do.
And you might be good, since you do say Express in your name, for those last-minute gift buyers like myself who don't get around to it till a little too late sometimes.
Absolutely.
What is the cutoff deadline for getting it there by Christmas or the first or second night of Hanukkah, which is right around Christmas time this year?
Right. Well, we always want people to order as soon as possible. But if people order by December 17th, that would probably be in time.
And how can people find you?
We're online at www.ecoexpress.com, ecoexpress.com.
And how long ago did you start your company, and why did you perceive a need?
Actually, this is our 10th year in business, and we started Eco Express because we wanted to provide a better alternative to what was out there. And not only what we put in the gifts is environmentally conscious, but how we package them and how we ship them. And we only use biodegradable cellophane. When we ship our packages, we put a number in so people can recycle the contents locally wherever it goes. And we also pick products for their not only their impact on the environment, but items that are helping the world in some way. If you look on our website, you'll find items that benefit rainforest preservation, endangered species, breast cancer research. Right now, we're featuring some music CDs that benefit hurricane relief victims. And we also have and we have items that also benefit women in Africa who are in an economic sustainability project.
So not only environmentally correct gifts, but politically correct gifts
right,
as well.
We also have a lot of fair trade items, yeah.
Terrific. I'm afraid we're out of time, but thanks for those ideas. We've been speaking with Tamara Raphael with EcoExpress and Paul McGrandall with The Green Guide. I highly recommend you check out both of their websites. Our website is www.ecotalk.net. When we come back, we'll meet the author of a new children's book with a decidedly environmental theme, but it's a fantasy. Lots of fun. Stay with us.